Jerry Bader Show 948. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Spent a lot of the last hour talking about what the left calls economic inequality or income disparity, a more neutral term, and how badly it has worsened under President Obama. The rich have gotten richer. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's due to an overheated, in my opinion, stock market that can't last forever. And those with a lot of holdings have gotten richer. The economy has not created good jobs. And the very thing that liberals rail about has gotten dramatically worse under President Obama. So now you have another one of these 100 city protests where people are going to walk off their fast food jobs, where the only type of job that's really gotten created in the Obama recovery. Magically, they just want these employees to pay employers to pay $15 an hour. These companies, not wanting the PR black eye, have let these people walk off the job and come back to their jobs. I think it's time to stop that cycle. I understand it's going to be a devastating PR hit. But then again, Chick-fil-A thought that too. Now, didn't they? There's going to be people there to take those jobs. Jim on the road. Jim, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Good.
Good, buddy. Yeah, I just think it's ridiculous, to be honest with you. I have a college degree, and my chosen profession, I spent years in it, and then the economy started to roll. Thank goodness, and you know the trade that I'm in, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
I had a backup trade that was taught to me as a child from my father. Now, I chose to do that industry, which is a dangerous industry, over my college degree, because although it's physically more intensive and the danger level is higher, way higher, it means more income and more opportunity for my children and my family. That is a personal choice. And just like you said, the Constitution guarantees us equal opportunity. That's what it was all about. That's what our forefathers came here for, your grandparents, my grandparents, and they slaved and toiled, sometimes with nothing, for a generation so that the subsequent generation can have something. They didn't want something for nothing, and they didn't cry and moan. I mean, should I be out there saying, well, in this occupation or in this degree that I have, we should be guaranteed this wage, and there's no reason I should be able to make more in a trade than I should. It's opportunity, and you have to go where the opportunity is the best, and sometimes that involves hard decisions. And if your job at a fast food restaurant isn't cutting it, then maybe you have to do something else. This is an entry-level job. They're not meant to be sustaining jobs for the rest of your life. And how many blue-collar and middle-of-the-road people right now are working two or three jobs to make ends meet, because that's what is needed to be done? And generations ago, when the economy lagged, it wasn't even a question. It wasn't a question of whether or not the government was going to provide for me because the economy went bad. It's what do I have to do to feed mine and those I care about? And we've lost that. So as far as the PR hit goes, how great a PR do fast food restaurants really have anyways? They're always being slammed by some special interest group or another. I would fire the people that walk off just like any other job. With the unemployment rates as high as they are, those positions can be filled and a message will be sent.
Jim, thanks a lot for the great call. And to build on his point a little bit, where he said, look, then you have to improve your skills. I'm not going to name the companies or what they do, but I know two companies who have openings that would, what they've told me is they can't keep good help. They have jobs that would pay, and I'm not going to say what they are. They have jobs that would pay very well, but they can't keep quality workers. If you have a good work ethic and you're willing to get a level of training for a semi-specialized job, there is work out there. And if you're not making it flipping burgers or dunking fries in Greece, then you need to find a skill set. Mariah in Green Bay. Mariah, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Long time. Haven't talked to you for a while.
Good talk to you.
I just wanted to weigh in on this because this kind of hits home for me. My significant other got out of the Army not too long ago with PTSD, and he is having a hard time finding a job, even with his skills that he earned in the Army. I think just to expound on what the previous caller had said is that these jobs are entry level and they're not intended to be a lifestyle going forward. I get that and so on and so forth. The problem that I find though with this is that a lot of companies are not willing to train anymore either. They are always looking for somebody with experience in whatever job that they're trying to hire. Now, I know that a company is trying to hire the best people that they can to fill their position. However, people with experience are also going to look for the bigger, better deal at some point down the road. And what used to happen, as far as I'm aware, is that companies used to take entry-level people, particularly like your paper mills and things like that, that could be a good-paying, you know, blue-collar job, and they would be willing to train people, pay them a little less for a year or two, see if they stick around and put some training into them and move up. I don't see that happening anymore either.
Here's all I can say to that, Mariah, and thanks a lot for the call. The two businesses that I'm referencing are willing to train. What they're running into are what one of them told me, and I don't want to describe what it is, but it's kind of a specialty work. And when they don't do a good job at it, they don't understand why that's not good enough. He said, we've come to accept mediocrity in school. Everybody gets a medal, everybody this and that. And when it's got to be something the customer is going to enjoy forever and ever, no, it can't look that way. And that's a big part of the problem that some businesses that could hire have. Jeff in Stevens Point. Jeff, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good.
My comment of being in the food industry is just that more than likely what they're going to do is artificially inflate the cost of living expenses before the wages actually caught up to anything. And therefore, then their costs, their individual living costs are just going to go up even higher.
Well, here's at its very basic, Jeff, thanks for the call. Here's if they're forced to pay $15 an hour or even $12 or $13 an hour, Big Macs, Whoppers, everything else are going to cost a lot more. That's the way business works. Mark in Green Bay. Mark, go ahead.
Jerry, how you doing?
Good.
Good. You know what industry I'm in as well. And this hit home for me too. You know, I didn't get, and I'm not, you know, in this huge high upper echelon of the social, you know, status or whatever, but what I did is you have to create the opportunities. If you look at a job that says here's the qualifications, you have to be aggressive about it. You have to show those employers that you actually want to get out there and want to work for them. So people saying, oh, well, you know, I'm going to sit on my butt because, you know, this job doesn't have, they're not willing to train. Well, how do you know? You know, the job that I have now, they did train, and it was a job that required a lot of training. It was about a year's worth of training, and my employer said, you know what, I'm going to stick with you because I think you're a good worker, and we're going to invest in you. You have to create those opportunities. That's what this country is all about, not just sitting on your butt saying, oh, well, you know, shucks, they're not going to invest in me. Companies all over will do that. You have to show that you are worth it.
Mark, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it. In fact, the dumbest thing you can ever say is that's not my job. The more things you can do, the more value you provide to your employer. Jim in Green Bay. Jim, go ahead.
It just makes me laugh because, Jerry, this $15 an hour wage or whatever, you know what? It's the type of wage where you're going to have people, with maybe retirees with good work ethics, looking for part-time jobs, and they're going to go and say, I'll work here for 12, or I'll do this, or I'll do – or they'll take that $15 an hour job and outwork two people.
Yeah.
Some of these people have no work ethic at all. I mean, who would pay them that kind of money?
Well, you know, I hadn't really even considered the element that you're talking about is what it's going to do is attract quality people who don't really necessarily need the money. But for that type of skill, you know, for what it pays, it's not going to happen. But it's also push is going to come to shove where they're going to bend to something if they don't stand up here pretty soon. It's 9:58.
Jerry Bader Show.